Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I first want to talk about the vast ocean of God's love. You know, we need to understand, especially what's about to happen, and you're going to hear, and maybe that'll be during this time, maybe not, maybe the next program. Because God speaks to Pat Robinson about love. Mm-hmm. And of course, God is love, and it's not something you just, you know, it's very important. And if we don't have a revelation of love, we don't have a revelation of God. But that's the hardest thing. The enemy really fights that. And one of the prayers that we pray, and we've been praying now for 5 years.
5 years.
5 years on a 24-hour watch, just trying to grow and mature and continual fragrant revelation. 5:8, talking about the bowls that are before the throne of God are filled with the prayers of the saints. And we're just wanting to participate in growing in prayer, becoming people of prayer. And fasting and extravagant giving and bold leadership and these different things. And so, you know, in one of our prayers, we pray very specifically, you know, asking God about, and you need, I encourage you to begin to pray, but the prayer is, this is, you know, dear God, take the reins of my heart and direct it into the vast ocean of your love. And revealing your love to me, may it overflow in my life back to you and back to others. Mm-hmm. That I can love you with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. You know, being in the Navy, there's a big difference between swimming in a swimming pool, swimming on the shore where you're standing, running in and out from the sandy shores mm-hmm. back to the water again. And there's a difference in being where you can stand up in the water still, but be out in a little deep. And being in the ocean, there's a huge difference. Mm. And what they used to do with the amphibious ships, like LPDs that would take Marines to the shores, and so they would carry, this had this big basic open garage thing in the hull of it, and this big back tailgate, like a truck tailgate, would be lowered down into the water. Well, they would sink the back of that boat to let all these other smaller boats out to go to the shore for the Marines. But what they would do for recreation sometimes, they would go, you're in the ocean, and they would go and they would sink the back of the boat, they would lower the tailgate down, and they put this big net out that kind of gave a swimming area, and they put two soldiers with rifles on shark watch, and then you go mm-hmm. swimming in the ocean. Hmm. Or they would go swimming in the ocean. And there's just nothing, because that's where people throw food off the back of the boat, and that starts follow boats.
Oh, great.
But can we swim off the front of the boat? You know. Anyway, so, but there's something about being submerged in the ocean. If you never tried it, as a matter of fact, I was thinking about one time that maybe John and I could go out and just go into the deep water and swim back together. Because I'm telling you, if you want to get past fears in your life, you know, get to a place where you got to trust God.
No doubt.
That if you don't swim, you drown. And too many people are still arrogant, cocky, prideful, fearful, because you're staying in the shallow area. You're staying in the shallow area. And believe me, it's you're too fearful to go out in the deep, but you won't be that fearful if you're in the deep, because you don't have to be told to pray. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be told to obey. You just pray. Dear God, the Titanic has gone down. Wow. Help me, Lord. You know, the unsinkable ship is gone.
Wow.
And so when you're swimming, all of a sudden I start thinking about you know, Steve Kalaszewski's, you know, Coke can, a pop can. He says, I'm like a pop can. I'm like a pop can. Now I see it. I'm like a can of pop. I'm like, what's a can of pop? What's a can of pop?
Is that
anything to do with hockey? Is that like the hockey or
is that
something?
Popcorn? What are you talking about?
It's a puck. You feel like you're a puck? No, I'm a pop. And he was talking about Coke. Everything's a Coke. But it was a Coke. It felt like a Coke can floating around in the water. And it just puts things into perspective. Sometimes we make ourselves so much bigger than we are. Mm. Our opinion is so large, but yet our presence is so small. And when you get into the ocean, it's just like, I'm just going to focus on survival. This is like, who am I in such a great mass of water of which I cannot see what's underneath me. You know, but yet you just feel it's just this whole different feeling. I mean, it's just something I always, you know, really long to do. And as a kid, I remember once I had a boat that broke down, and we had to swim from the Gulf into the shore. It wasn't a big deal, but there was this big seaweed thing that had washed in this weed stuff. So we had to swim through, you know, just basically like hair getting all over you and whatever was up under it. Yeah. So I swam kind of fast, and it's not like diving, because diving, you know, you can just go down, go under the water, and we've done that before, because you're contained. But when it's just you floating in this water, wondering if Bill's going to hang around because he's about to get seasick. Remember that?
Yeah. I'm going to lose it.
He's going to lose it when I'm being shot out to Mexico itself. And he's fighting the current, sucked this whole bottle down. Yeah. He had no air left.
Terrible.
And so, but there's just something so powerful about that. And so imagine this. Imagine the ocean being God's love. And God, you're saying, God, take the reins of my heart, which means the authority of your heart, which means take total control of my heart. And you can take the reins on a horse, and you could tell that horse to go anywhere you want to, and take the reins of my heart and take it into this deep ocean of your love, just total submergence in your love. And just out there where I cannot see anything but your love. And in that magnitude of that, it's just automatically going to overflow out of our lives. And God's called us to love. Love is patient. Love is kind. You know, love is obedient, all these different things. But it makes me think about Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 20, when Paul's talking about this, and he's talking about to the church of Ephesus, he says, "For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that you may dwell, that he may dwell in your heart through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide, how long, how deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." I just want to encourage you today, especially in 2014, you can choose to be fearful, or you can choose to be love. You can choose to be stressed out, or you can choose to be patient, because love is patient. Love is kind. Love is gentle. It keeps no records of wrong. It's long-suffering. It always perseveres. It just works out with God. It never fails. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, right? I want to encourage you today. Say, "Dear God, I want 2014 and the years to come to be where I give you the authority over my heart. Take my heart. Take the authority of my heart, the reins of my heart, just like a horse rider would take a horse's reins and direct it, not into the shallow, not into a swimming pool, not into a wading pool, not onto the beaches, not to where I keep my head above water by my own strength, but take me so far in your
love. I don't know
if
you know this or
I cannot even see land.
But you can now see us on Christian Television Network.
Fill me so much with the revelation of your love for me that will overflow in love back to you and to others.
Million viewers
know this
all around the world.
Awesome.
It's amazing.
Jesus Christ.
One of our key audiences too as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say, "You want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program." You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the daily radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.